Okay, so I'm talking to the mayor of Macclesfield, who is the worshipful mayor of Macclesfield, Councillor Sarah Bennett Wake. Madam Mayor, how are you? You all right?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Not bad at all, not bad at all. So, we're having a conversation, and we're pre-recording this. We're going to put it on our website, and we're just going to let people know what's going on lately in your world, if that's all right with you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I really appreciate it. So, what I'm promoting is the mayor's charities. So each year, the mayor gets to choose two charities. This year, Manglin or Create and Macclesfield Fields Swimming Club. Now, I'm sure you've all seen the Create Big Van, refrigerated van go round, and that's part of Project Grow. So they have a mobile grocery that runs from St Barnabas 2 days a week. And we also have a mobile pantry at the Green in the Corner Cafe in Herdfield. And they've done fantastic work during lockdown. They provided emergency food parcels for about 100 houses per day. And they've helped the Hope Centre with meals as well. And they do loads of other things. They do residentials with young people. They've got a lovely community garden at the back of St Barnabas. They're selling Christmas trees at the moment, and they've got their big give where they donate, people donate Christmas gifts and so on. But they do fantastic work, not just on the mosque, but throughout Macclesfield.
How have you chosen these charities anyway? Did you know about them in the first place, or did they approach you, or how did it all kind of work?
No, I did quite a bit of research, actually. I looked into, you have the file, the blue file, when you become mayor, and it has a list of all the past mayors and who their charities were and all the protocols and so on. So I had a look at who hadn't sort of been supported over the last sort of 5 years or who hadn't never been supported. And the other charity I chose was Macclesfield Fields Disability Swimming Group, and I chose them because of the longevity of their project, because they've been going since 1957, so that's 63 years, so that's before the Disability Discrimination Act, the Equality Act. So, you know, we've had people who are getting together and supporting others with disabilities of all types in Macclesfield for 63 years, and that shows me just what a kind and caring place Macclesfield is to be. And we went to their Christmas party last year as deputy mayor with the deputy mayoress, the mayoress at the time, and we had an absolutely fabulous time. And as soon as we got home, we said, oh, they've got to be one of our charities next year. So they're brilliant. They do loads of other things other than swimming. They train young people up through the Duke of Edinburgh to be lifeguards. They don't charge for the swim sessions, so, you know, they desperately need money for insurance and equipment and so on. So they're both really worthwhile charities, and I have spent quite a lot of time thinking about that, yeah.
So how does your support, how do you support them? Do you, I mean, I don't want to sound flippant, you just give them a load of cash, or do you actually do actual fundraising and events for them? How does it work?
Well, normally we do lots of charity dinners, balls, raffles, quizzes, all those sort of face-to-face things that you would do pre-COVID times. But this year's a bit different, so we're raising money online this time. So I've got a GoFundMe page. It's the Mayor's Be Kind Charity Fundraiser, and that's on the Town Council website as well as the Mayor's Facebook page. And we're also doing something that's really quite innovative, is a Made in Macclesfield online charity auction with Macclesfield-based auctioneer Adam Partridge. And Adam, for those who love those sort of flog it, bargain hunt type programmes, they'll know Adam's face because he's been on all those programmes like Real Deal and Cash in the Attic and so on. So he's actually based on Herdfield, where I'm the town councillor. So I just went along and asked him, could he help me with it? And he's offered to do it for free, which is fantastic. So what I'm hoping for is for businesses and individuals to donate either goods, services or vouchers that can be sold on an online auction to raise funds for the two charities we've just talked about. So all I need is a photograph, a description, and they can send that to me at my email address, which I'm sure will be available on your website.
Yeah, do you want to just say your email address anyway?
So I can, yeah. It's quite long, so it's sarah.bennett, double N, double T, at macclesfield, hyphen, that's a dash, tc.gov.uk.
And we'll put that in print as well on our website, just below
the
description.
Oh, that's super. Yeah, so I'm really, really excited about that. I've got some silk pictures pledged already and some exclusive Ian Curtis T-shirts that have been specially made for the event. So, so I'm looking for more donations for that as well.
Fabulous. And they're both very good causes, so we've just heard you talking about them with a lot of passion as well. And obviously these charities mean a lot to you and a lot to the people of the local area as well, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, during lockdown we've seen, and throughout the COVID crisis, we've seen everybody pulling together even more. I mean, the SEALs are meeting online. We went to the AGM online as well, and again, we had a lovely time. We were serenaded by Wendy, the chair's daughter. She had an absolutely beautiful voice, and she signed it all as well, as well as singing. And just everyone has a brilliant time. They're all, I know some of the SEALs, as we call them, they're local residents of mine in Hairdfield. And I work quite closely, being a director of the Green in the Corner, we've created to set up the pantry and so on. So, you know, it's almost like being a big family, and I feel a little bit like the matriarch of the family in Macclesfield now, as the mayor. So that's the way I'm thinking about it, in a kind of mother's life to look after her children.
So Create are also doing a get-together or getting together on Christmas Eve for the Big Give 2020. What's that all about?
It's about giving presents to other people that perhaps couldn't necessarily afford to them. So they're distributing gifts and food to households on the Moss and throughout Macclesfield. So you can also you can donate brand new toys, and you can get in touch with Katie Wardle, so that I'll give you her email address, katie.wardle@createmacclesfield.org, and I guess you can put that on your website too.
Yeah, that's right.
So I mean, that's lovely. There's a lot of food banks in Macclesfield as well, doing shoebox appeals with toys and gifts and so on. So, and we promote them on through the town council website as well. So there is a lot of care going on there, a lot of care and kindness, which is my theme for this year.
Katie at Create are looking for people in physical form to help them as well, aren't they?
Yes, they're always looking for volunteers. I mean, they've got a fantastic team of volunteers there, but we're always looking for more volunteers who can help distribute those goods. So, you know, we need Santa's little helpers up there. So if you got your elf hat or your Santa hat, go up there and help.
Madam Mayor, is there anything else that you want to add to this little chat that we're pre-recording today?
Well, also I'd like to say, on behalf of Macclesfield Town Council, I'd like to wish all our residents the very best Christmas and an even better Happy New Year. And remember, be kind to each other, yourselves, and the community, the environment, and shop local this festive season and beyond. Thank you.
And we look forward to you doing your events in person again next year when it's safe to do so, eh?
Oh, I hope so. I'm really looking forward to it. I've tagged myself as the Masked Mayor online because I've always got a mask on, and I'm usually slathered in sanitizer because I work in a school as well. So, yeah, great fun with sanitizer and mask, keeping your distance and your ventilation. So, yeah, I really do hope to see people in the new year. And we've got some exciting ideas coming up as well, so I'll tell you more about them as they come up.
Madam Mayor, thank you very much. And from us at Silt 106.9 to you as well and your team, have a great Christmas and a safe and healthy Christmas as well.
Oh, you too. Thanks so much.